should go on like airplane mode or something. I don't know. In case I get like an incoming call or.
But did you get an incoming call?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I don't know if I have to keep it on the screen or. All right, we live. Yo, yo, what's up?
All right. Redo.
We back. Remix.
You had to bring back the remix. Remix. I like that. Exit 143 podcast. Episode 001B.
B? Yeah, it is.
Can we really?
Roll B? Roll B?
This is Roll B. Right.
We out here.
All right, cool. So now we here. We live. Where should we start with? How we?
Let's redo the intros. You know, I go by Eddie Stars.
He goes by Eddie Stars. My name is Mike. I guess instead of putting out social media, Instagram, cool as usual.
Cool as usual. I go by at Eddie Stars.
You feel me?
All one word. All one word.
Word. Cool as usual. All one word as well.
Like I said, find me on Snapchat too. If you cute, I'll send to you. My videos be getting lit. I be in the car getting down.
Actually, ladies, he actually do be getting lit.
I ain't lying. Shit. All
right, so we supposed to start this podcast a few weeks ago. Eddie, now we here. We live. So,
what's up? What you want to start with?
What I want to start with.
I didn't see Black Panther, so we can't start with that.
You didn't see Black Panther.
I got to see it.
Me neither. So, actually, we can start there. So which, how you think is going to be? You see the reviews coming in, and
I mean,
everyone is up in arms about it.
So I'm not a big comic book fan. I wasn't into comics as a kid. So everything that I know about comics and comic books is what I see in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So Avengers, all that stuff, that's what I know. Based on everything that I've seen with, like, reviews and the money that's coming back, it's the best movie ever, right? I just seen something today before I came in here. It just eclipsed $700 million in 2 weekends.
I just saw was it Instagram?
It probably was.
An Instagram post where it said in 4 days, I think that it was. In 4 days, it had grossed 260 plus million. I don't know the exact number I had read. Yeah. So you're saying 2 weekends.
It came out last weekend. So through this weekend. Right?
So that's what it posted last week too. Right. So in 2 weekends, 700 mil?
700 million. So that's crazy if you think about it.
Ding!
Yeah, so I gotta see it.
Straight cash, homie.
Ryan Coogler killing it, man. He killing it.
That's epic right there.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. You know, I'm a big fan of Michael B. Jordan, Jersey represent.
Where I'm a big fan of Chad Boseman.
So the crazy thing about Chadwick Boseman, I also saw, that cat is 41 years old.
You're lying.
I'm telling you.
We have technology. I can go check this up.
Yeah, I mean, we can. But I'm telling you, that cat is 41 years old. Now, the other thing, if you look at his filmography, it's not crazy to believe that. Because he's been in mad movies. You know? So, he's a good actor. I like him. I like Michael B. I like the director. He did Fruitvale Station. He did Creed. And now Black Panther. I think those are his three. I think those might be his only three movies.
He's 40?
I'm telling you, Chad. Yeah. So.
That's young. He look young as hell.
He do.
Damn.
I don't know if they filmed in Africa, but he probably got some of that fucking. Whatever over there. African youth system. He's probably over there.
He got something.
Fucking with mad African.
Played in Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, he was Jackie
Black Panther. I saw Thurgood. Thurgood was a good ass. Well, Marshall is the movie. But Marshall was a good ass movie. It could have went more in depth, but I know about it, and it was good enough for me. So I fuck with it. But damn, I didn't know that. But yeah, Michael B. Jordan, Jersey representative. Jersey!
Yeah, I know a couple people who grew up with him, actually. So that's dope to see. But yeah, man.
What's crazy, my homegirl. Shout out to her. Shout out to Chantel. That's the big homie. I've known her for years. She knows him. How she knows him? I don't know. I think she did PR for him years ago. Like, she put me up on him years ago.
Well, he's in The Wire.
Word.
Remember, he had one of the more, like, kind of unpopular deaths of The Wire, right? I'm trying to remember how he got killed.
I'm not really sure.
Wasn't he in, what was that baseball movie with Keanu Reeves? Where they killed Baby G.
Is it Softball? No.
Hardball.
That's awful. Oh, no. I'm trash.
That was a dope movie, too. I'm pretty sure he was in that. So, yeah, man. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm going to try to get to it this week. I got to see it maybe Tuesday night. I can catch it over at SoPac.
Hell yeah. I'm not a fan of going everywhere else.
So, Super Tuesday, bro. $7. Any movie.
Tuesdays.
Not just SoPac, but Bowtie Cinemas.
On Tuesdays.
It's called Super Tuesday.
I wonder when that deal ends.
It's always.
Like, at what time, I should say.
Because no, it's all day.
All day.
Every show. I mean, it used to be $6.
But now it's $7.
Now it's $7. I mean, you know, still.
They got to make their money.
That's half price, basically.
But hell yeah. But on Tuesday, hell yeah. Oh, that's lit. I may go. I might get up early in the morning on Tuesday. Or if I could catch a movie when I get off. I mean, that's kind of late, but...
I was going to go the other day to like a 10:15 show, but it was the first week that came out, that's why.
If they got like 11 o'clock, I'm with it.
I think the latest one that I saw was 10:30.
I could possibly push for the 10:30. A little bit.
Yeah, so we got to get on that. We got to get on that. We got to go to Black Panther so we can talk about that.
I told my mans, if he had asked me, and you know. Shout out to OJ as well. He also wanted to go see it. I had planned to go see it today, but that plan got kind of derated. So, yeah. I do want to go see it, though. I know it's going to be...
See the other good movies lately.
I do want to go see Den of Thieves. Den of Thieves. I may be going to see that tomorrow. Hopefully that's good. I would love to see O'Shea Jackson Jr. in a second film.
I ain't gonna front though, man. I ain't been to the movies in a minute. I think the last movie I saw was Dunkirk.
What's that?
Dunkirk was.
So that was about.
I think it was World War II.
Ooh.
I don't remember.
World War II.
It was Christopher Nolan movie though. So it's about this one guy, this pilot, who basically saved a whole beach.
I think the beach was called Dunkirk. That's what the movie called.
I think the movie's called Dunkirk.
I think the location of the setting where the movie takes place was called Dunkirk. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, what's crazy? We forgot to shout out Larry.
Where you at, Larry?
He is going to be the other host on this podcast.
Third host, Larry.
I don't know. He changes it so many times, so he can't even shout out. His social. So when he gets up here, shout out to him whenever he wants to come up here. When he not busy.
Do you play Fortnite? Do you play that too?
All right, first of all, my man's at work. He was like, yo, son.
You gotta watch Fortnite. I mean, you gotta play Fortnite. I'm like, what the fuck? He was like, yeah, that shit's hard. I'm saying,
son.
You gotta be
you gotta be shit.
You like 25, 26 years old. Talking about four.
I was in the house this morning with nothing to do, and I was like, "Fuck it," because you know my little brother Dom plays that shit all the time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Fuck it," I might as well check it out.
I have no idea what that shit is about.
Wait, it's on PlayStation 2?
Yeah, it's on PlayStation.
I think it's on every system.
That's crazy.
I heard it's coming to mobile. So you know that shit's coming to mobile.
But it looks like a mobile game on Xbox.
It does. That's the thing. Like,
what the fuck is he talking about?
So it was weird. I guess... You gotta shoot people and kill people, but build stuff and protect. I really don't know.
I turned it on, looking to play, thinking it was gonna be something like Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it ain't nothing like Halo. Yeah. I was looking for Master Chief. Like, come on, dude.
Yo, it was crazy. I kind of want to play Halo.
Halo's a tough game.
I haven't played Halo in a minute. And I would say, who put me on Halo? Dad put me on Halo. Yeah, that shit was hard. Dad put me on Halo because he was the that nigga in Halo. Because I was that nigga in Call of Duty. But he put me on. And then my brother had put me on. And I started fucking with him. I mean, if they could just leave out all the extra terrestrials, that makes the game, of course. But there's one particular Halo that they had me rocking. I was working with, so I definitely do come to playing Halo. I've been playing Madden a lot.
Honestly, I don't play video games half as much as I used to. I kicked on Brandon's bitch ass.
Brandon is garbage.
Lil B, he'll be a future guest on the show.
Shout out to Baby B.
Whenever he gets free from his employer.
Fuck all that overnight shit.
I know. You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta grind.
But yeah, what you mean you don't play video games? I love video games. I will forever. I would be like a thousand years old and I was a player.
The only video game I play really is 2K. And I gotta be in a mood for that.
Edward, you've outgrown video games.
Yeah, I'm old, man.
The only game I really want to play right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mario Kart on the Switch.
You don't want no smoke. I'll tell you now.
Yo, the Switch, that shit is crazy.
Is it really?
I gotta get one.
I'll get one if they make a new Smash Bros.
It's coming.
Really?
Mario Smash Bros is coming. Mario Party's coming. The regular Mario World is out.
Wait, they have a new Mario game?
I think it's for the Switch.
Wow.
Yeah, bro, it's dope. It's a handheld and a standalone desktop.
Yeah, I saw this one video a while ago. I hit Larry about it and he was like, yo, that shit is hard. I was like, word. Hell yeah! Like, if they make a new Smash Brothers,
I don't
want no smoke.
Yeah, bro, it's dope. I want to get one. So once I do, I'm definitely be on that playing Mario Kart. Shout out to anybody who's trying to see me on Mario Kart.
So you gotta grow up though. You gotta get an Xbox.
Fuck that, bro. It's all the same shit, ain't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about it, who hit me up on my football? Oh, no, never mind. Yeah, bro, when you think about it, it's all the same. They all got the same games. Each system obviously has their exclusive stuff. Like, Xbox has Halo, mm-hmm. right? PS4 has some exclusive titles, I don't even know.
But that's the thing. A lot of PS4 exclusives is, I mean, just that. There's not that many exclusive Xbox games. You can pretty much, like, a lot of games you could get on Xbox, you could get on PS4.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like PS4, they the ones who got the exclusive. They the ones who keep their shit. And it doesn't matter though, because we're in the age of like online competitive gaming, so. Which I fucking love. That's why I be playing Madden all the time. Shout out to my boy in Sacramento, Big Boy Mizzy. That's my boy. Me and him be having some battles in Madden.
Are you playing online?
Hell yeah, we be having some battles. And we all started years ago. We was playing FIFA. We had some battles there too.
Man, I used to be the shit in FIFA.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son. I don't know when you was like,
we had some battles in the basement.
Same.
We had some battles in the basement. You know, I had to set you straight one time, the first time we played.
Huh? I swear, I don't even remember this.
Yo, you was talking hella shit. You play with Manchester United.
That's how I know you lying, because I don't play with Man U.
Bruh, because I was you were talking about Ronaldo. I was talking about Messi. You were like, let's get it. Or maybe that was Nigel.
That was Nigel. It had to be Nigel, because I don't play with Man U.
Yeah, I'd still kick Nigel, man.
Yeah, Nigel's trash.
Well, whatever. I won. Fuck all that.
I mean, you say it like... I know Nigel's trash. Like, I signed him. When Nigel had his apartment years ago, right? Me and him, he was in his crib. We was just chilling. So he had a bunch of his homies come through. So they came through. They started rolling up. They was like, oh, y'all playing FIFA? And I was like, yeah. He was like, all right, we want to rock. So I had just finished playing Nigel. So I was like, all right, whoever's next. Tax that nigga. Moved on to the next one. Scrape that nigga. Moved on to the next one.
Damn.
Trash that nigga.
Ran through the whole crew.
Ran through the whole crew. Because back then I just ran through him.
Damn.
I'm like, are y'all serious? Are y'all serious?
I always wonder though, like, so, you know, I coach and I got all this stuff with the kids and stuff, but I always wondered why there was never, like, 2K or FIFA or, well, I know there's Madden tournaments. They put that shit on TV, like, mm-hmm. during Super Bowl week, right?
Well, I was just watching the Madden championship.
Yeah, that's crazy. Fact. But now they
so you're saying, like, why they don't do that for, like, 2K or FIFA?
For, like, 2K or FIFA.
Well...
Unless they do, and I just don't know about it. It's not as publicized as Madden one.
I would say that, and it's like let's think about it. Let's go back throughout the year of gaming, especially with Madden. Between let's go with just Madden and 2K. We all play 2K, but you know it got crazy when they was like, don't want that Madden. That's a whole different ball game.
Yeah,
like well, everyone does that for 2K, but when you say throwing that Madden. Oh, you really gotta be nice. You can't just be in here bullshitting. You get scraped.
I think it has a lot to do with what your sport is. Like you're a football first guy.
I love football.
Right, I love football too. I mean, you
love basketball.
I didn't watch that much this year, honestly, just because I don't know. It's kind of boring, and plus the Giants fucking suck. But basketball is my sport. So if I walk into a room, and vice versa, somebody's playing Madden, and they're like, all right, yo. Who
want to
rock
2K? But that's the thing. 2K still gets the same feel. It's just that, like, you walk in the room. Oh, let's throw on that 2K. It's going to happen the same way. Where Madden, on a more bigger scale, like you said, Madden's more publicized.
Yeah, yeah.
Madden, like...
Well, it's also been around longer.
And it's been around longer.
And so, the name is, you know...
Madden's been around for...
Madden's
we're 30. We're 30-something years old. He's a Hall of... Like, yeah. Madden's been around since early 90s?
Yeah,
I haven't played it on Sega.
Hold up. Talking about classic video games. Tecmo.
All right, you went way back.
You never played Tecmo?
Yeah, but I never played it. No, I never played Tecmo.
Nah, that's damn. I'm telling you, I'm showing my age. That shit was tough.
Damn,
that shit was tough, man. Never. Tecmo.
It was like, you're showing like, your age.
Because it was like the original Grand Theft Auto. Remember the original Grand Theft Auto was like,
yeah,
you're looking down from the sky.
It was.
So Tecmo, you can only have the one camera angle. You look at, you go on side to side.
Word. The old Grand Theft Auto, like one of the first few ones, it was dope. It was dope.
Yeah, but that shit was just a pain in the ass.
It was.
That's
it
why
was.
I didn't like playing it. Because it was like, oh, what the fuck? It's like you're looking at a map instead of actually...
Nah, you're right.
But then they came out with the first person, so...
But yeah, Madden was like you said, it's been around longer. 2K, I say that's first 2K was Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And
but Iverson had the first three 2K. So
was it?
Yeah.
Was it Iverson?
Yeah, Iverson had the first three on Sled Out.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, it was only a Sega game.
And it was only a Sega game. Word.
So Dreamcast was popping back then.
Dreamcast was. I love Dreamcast.
I love Power.
Was it Power Stone on Dreamcast?
Shit, I don't know. I used to play House of the Dead or House of the Living Dead.
House of the Dead was real as hell. Right? House of the fucking Dead was fucking real.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to lie. House of the Dead was a real game. So, yeah, that's where Dreamcast was bringing like a lot of like.
Yeah.
Real game. Like, what the fuck?
They introduced you. They were like, oh, what? Shit.
Like, shit can get real in this video game world.
Hell yeah.
You're right about that.
So, yeah, video games is where it's at. I just don't have that.
I don't know.
I don't have the time to, like, just sit around and play. Like I said, this morning, I woke up. I didn't have nothing to do until, like, later in the afternoon. So, I was like, fuck it. Let me check out this Fortnite shit. That'll probably be the first and only time.
See, I use video games as a form of like relaxation.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Ain't nothing like just being in the crib with a nice drink, nice blunt. Like, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm just chilling. Yeah. I know I got to work in the morning. Let me get a game or two in right quick. That's why I said shout out my boy, Big Boy Meezy. Because I come in. I'm like, oh, let me get a couple of rounds in with my boy. Nothing to me going to battle it out. Take it down. You know what I mean? Like that. Of course, we can't sit like how we did as kids and just run hours.
What was your game as a kid?
My game as a kid?
To do like you were saying, run for hours.
Madden.
Really?
Madden.
Hold up. I'm going to hit you with one. Let's see. GoldenEye.
GoldenEye was another one where this is how my lineup goes. I'm always going to have Madden, 2K, FIFA, and Call of Duty. Or GoldenEye. That was always a shooter game. So I always had that.
So if they had a modern Nintendo 64 with GoldenEye, same exact game, same gameplay and everything.
That shit would be hard. I'm buying it.
I'm playing that shit.
Yeah, I'm buying it.
I will devote
like, three to four hours.
So hold up. Shout out to your cousin.
Who?
Charles.
Yeah.
Who probably still has my GoldenEye game. Charles. Cousin Charles. I remember that.
My boy Chuck. Yo,
I let him borrow it because my boy had it.
Oh, why did you do that?
And he let him borrow it. Man, I never got that shit back.
He still got my Ali movie, bro.
Wow. So,
and mind you, it wasn't even mine. I mean, let's play the airways. It was my mother's. He was like, let me hold that. I was like, all right, just bring it back.
I thought you were going to say it was like Blockbusters or something.
Nah, I mean, he definitely held my shit for dumb long.
Charles. Hey, what you think they're going to do with all these? They're getting rid of, so they're not selling CDs anymore at Best Buy. You see this?
Yeah, I saw an article about that.
So I want to know what's going to happen with them. Are they going to sell it like, put them like on sale half off, or
if they do that, I would love to recomp all brand new Jay-Z CDs.
Oh yeah,
like just from Reasonable Doubt to fucking Foot Largest Got 444, but all of them. Oh, I'll go do that in one shot. Hell yeah, that'd be. I'll get a lot of Biggie CDs.
Jay's whole discography.
I will buy Jay's whole discography. Nas' whole discography. Big, they gotta have it available. Like, let's say Perfect World, Best Buy had all CDs. I would get Jay's discography, Nas' discography, Big, Fab.
Fab.
You gotta get Fab. The Lox. I would get their discography.
I mean, that's only what, 3 discs?
I would get Wu-Tang's 46 Chambers. I would start off with their. Cole. Come
on. Cole. You got a lot of time, man. Yeah. Jay got the biggest one out of those guys, right? That was his 13th. 444 was 12th or 13th.
13th.
But did they count? They counted the Rock Dynasty album?
Yeah. Gotta count that one. Even I still wouldn't, and I agree, but... Okay.
Yeah. Hip-hop, man, hip-hop. So we big hip-hop heads.
Big hip-hop head.
I'm a big fine,
we're diving into the hip-hop.
I'm a big music head in general, but, you know, hip-hop's always going to be my main...
See, while you know, and I fuck with you because you do know music, which is, I don't have a problem listening to music. I just probably wouldn't know who would. Like, you could possibly know, oh, this artist with this song. I would be like, I heard this song that is just ill as hell. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I feel you. See, I'm weird. Like, I could listen to fucking, we could put on right now a J disc, and I go ride home in the car and listen to, listen to something that nobody ever fucking heard of. You know, some white dude from Michigan or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
where
I just appreciate all different, I also, you know, I'm not with the popular,
And I know it's all about two Eddie's snatch. Yo, if you ever get a chance to look at Eddie's snatch.
Yeah. Follow me, Eddie Stars. I do a segment on my Snapchat, usually daily, where I rock to a song, and I play a song that a lot of people probably don't know, never heard, or maybe an artist that people ain't up on, and I just rock it. Basically, what I call karaoke.
I like that.
That's your corny. Don't trademark that shit,
motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But sit in the car and just be singing the most weirdest, wildest, illest song.
Nah, honestly, half the time I really do be rapping along to it.
You really do.
I be driving. You know, I drive a lot on the road. So, I listen to that shit. Like, on the way here, I was listening to a SoundCloud page of this dude, Tyrese Trevor. Now, I met him through a mutual friend, through basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And he had coached a little bit, but then somebody had told me he was doing music. And so I started following on his SoundCloud and his IG. He actually just put a song out today. That shit is retarded. I like it. What's it called? God, don't judge me, or God, I need a sign. I forgot what it's called, but shout out to him for that. Mm-hmm. That shit is tough.
I gotta start listening to my cousin.
Oh, Paris.
Not even Jones. My other cousin, he in this group called Epic Failure. And baby, they be making moves. He's got like a million streams on Spotify.
What are they called?
Epic Failure. EPOCH. Failure. Mm-hmm. They had songs on ESPN. They had songs on some award show. They had a few songs that hit certain things that a lot of people didn't know, that I didn't know until I saw it. And I was like, oh, shit.
Shit like that is weird, man.
Hell yeah.
God, if you hear me. That's the new track. Tyrese Trevor.
And I started listening to getting into other music. Not that I don't, but just really broadening it.
Yeah. So, music, man, like I said, I just love music. I think most of the hip hop that's out now, the mainstream hip hop that's out now, is fucking trash. If I'm going out, or if I want to have a good time, you know, like get lit, I can definitely fuck with some of it. Like one guy I don't mind is the A Boogie. You know, he's tough.
Hell yeah.
even the fucking the little motherfucker, the weirdo. Lil Uzi Vert. I can fuck with him. I can tolerate him. I can't stand this Yachty motherfucker. or what's the other guy? Pump. Lil Pump.
Lil Pump. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got that
Gucci
Gang, Gucci, Gucci. Fuck that.
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, bro. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci
These
Gang.
These kids, let me tell you, man.
Spend that right on the thing. My birds don't know cocaine. Get up. That shit is hard.
I know, but that shit is hard. But that shit is annoying. I can't see that guy putting out any type of quality music.
But what I will say, just to play devil's advocate, you get acts like that, you get artists like that who have these songs like Gucci Gang, where it's hard and it catches like I guess a moment. Cause now, you know what I mean? Back in our day, somebody had dropped a song and it's gone for a few months. Like, oh, this shit is still rocking. Whereas Gucci Gang, I mean, yeah, it came out a while ago, but when it was hot, like, big, it was in that time period that it was hot. And people move on to the next thing that's going to come out and be hot.
So that's my, let me make a point about that. I think people move on like that because there's too much content being put out.
I agree. Rapidly. Now, I agree.
In music, think about Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
He's only released, what, two albums? Like Chronic?
Two or three, something
Chronic,
like that.
And then Chronic 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can call, what was the soundtrack? The Compton soundtrack, right? Right? He, I think they titled it a Dr. Dre album, somehow Dr. Dre presents the Compton soundtrack, whatever it was. But it wasn't a Dr. Dre album. So Dr. Dre came out with a press release tomorrow and said, all right, I'm releasing the album. It's streaming on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will go stream that shit because you haven't heard of Dr. Dre in years.
So
and everything that he put out prior is a classic.
Yeah.
Now, you got guys, and it's just part of the world that we live in now with technology and everything, but you got guys who will do a song on a Sunday and it blows up for like 3 days. And then they got another song out by the next Sunday. That's going to blow up. So because there's so much content, I don't think we appreciate the artist as much. You know? I think, you know, initially you appreciate them, but I think...
It don't last. Because they have to keep putting on something for you to appreciate.
Yeah, because now you're used to a motherfucker putting a song out every week.
Mm-hmm.
So if he goes 2 weeks without putting out a song, maybe you're like, Oh my God.
But on the contrary, Cole only has three albums.
And exactly.
Kendrick only has three albums.
Right. So,
spread out. It's not like it was,
That's my point. That's my point. Now, and they're relevant because of how little they put out over a period of time.
Yeah, that is your point.
Like, if you hear, Cole's dropping a track, you're going to go check it.
I'm definitely going
to just because, and it has nothing to do with the fact that he's fucking phenomenal. Everything he makes is good, I think. And
I had a conversation with a woman once, and she said that I want to like point to the track on Cole's album.
With the most recent one? Truly Yours? No, that was Truly Yours. Is missing. What the fuck? Oh my God. For Your Eyes Only.
Truly Yours. Truly wasn't really an album.
Yeah, it was more like a three song.
Like an EP. Where? It wasn't really nothing. crazy. I'm going to see what it is right quick.
But Cole, like, I love Cole. And
what one was it? It was. Is it this? Oh, No Role Models. She said No Role Models display him being a misogynist.
Hold on. No Role Models. That's play that so I remember it. No Role Models. I'm here right now. Right?
Where? That one. Yeah, you want it?
Oh.
Hey. She said that song.
I got lyrics for that.
Like, look up the lyrics. I'm like, how is it Masada? I can see, because it was really off of a bar or two that he said that was kind of crazy. And I was like, ah, I mean, that was him being crazy. But you have to throw away, and I let her get her argument off.
What's her argument? Yeah, so the whole song is misogynist?
She was saying that he was a misogynist. That was him. She was trying to be like fake feminist. I don't know. But I was trying to respect it. But it wasn't working for me.
Well, I think he's... So if you look at the lyrics, he's rapping from a female's perspective. Right?
You think so?
Hold on, let me see.
I don't think so.
Oh, no. So it looks like verse one, he's rapping as either himself or someone else talking about a chick.
This is why I killed the argument. The first bar is, first thing first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real, you're the only father that I ever knew. So I stopped right there. I said, well, first off, you have to take the whole song with the title.
With those first two bars.
First rest in peace, Uncle Phil. You're the only father that I ever knew. If I get my bitch pregnant, I'll be better than you.
Prophecies that I made.
My question to her would be,
what's misogynist? Like, what bar is she talking about? Because now I'm reading the lyrics, and I'm like, but when you talk about it like that, from that perspective, I can't see how you can accuse him of being a misogynist. J. Cole's dope. I love Cole. If I was stranded on an island with an iPod and I could fit 15 albums, right here before I was a celebrity, before I started calling bitches so heavily, like something like that, she was hitting on.
Last night was getting my feet rubbed by that bitch, not chained up, I swear to God, that bitch. This bitch make your girl call your girl up and tell her, like,
hey, what's good?
You know what I mean? She didn't like that part. Like, one time for my L.A. Like, everything that kind of was, like, derogatory and a bit, she didn't really fuck with. I'm like, I don't know. And she said something when she was like, I don't want no bitch from reality shows. I'm like, what do you want a bitch from reality shows?
Word.
Like, I don't know what you're trying to get at.
I think he's just rapping as somebody who, again, take the title of the song, the role model. So maybe he's rapping as someone who didn't have a father, who didn't have a mother, and who didn't know, what type of, what that figure was supposed to be.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get to. But then I went on to verse three, and I'm like, well, he goes and say, my only regret was too young for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for Nia Long. Now I'm only left with these clothes from reality shows, hanging in the shirt, this bitch probably gonna read along. Like, he's telling you what type of chick he'd rather have.
Yeah.
My only regret was too young for Shadi Adu. My only regret can never take Aaliyah home. Now I'm left with these hoes up in Gray Song with the scale face because they know it's their song.
Hey.
Like, he's telling, like, he wish you would have had the Nia Long and Lisa Bonet, but you just got these reality hoes. You know what I mean? So, as men, not even just niggas, we move accordingly. So they're gonna be hoes, all right?
Swipe right.
I'll swipe right. Oh, all right, was good.
Yeah, man. I don't think that song is like that.
Too stretchy, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Shout out to her, though. She's a beautiful young lady. But I love Cole, man. But so back to my whole point, my original point, is Cole is one of those artists who, because he has put out such good content over an extended period of time, and it's not that it's even so much content, it's like you said, he has, what, 3 albums? Sideline Story. Do you consider Far Souls Drive an album?
Well, when did it be out?
It wasn't one of those mixtapes. Like, Drake doesn't consider More Life an album. They call it a playlist. Right? So he's got...
Cole has 3 albums.
No.
Cole has 4 albums.
All right.
Sideline Story. Born Center.
Born Center, right.
2014. That's what you just got to say like that. 2014. And you got 4 Your Eyes Only. Now, I don't know if you want to count Truly Your... Well, those were EPs, like you said. Right. Friday Night Lights was a mixtape.
So, but still, because his content is so good and there's not as much of it over the extended period of time like everybody else, like Cole's not in the studio saying, all right, man, I got to put a song out today. And, you know, if the fans don't snap about it for the next 2 days, then I got to put another song out.
Well, because really no one really snapped for Truly Yours. No one went crazy for that. Like, that was kind of weak for Cole. Like, I like some of it in certain moods I'm in. Depending on my mood, like, on Truly Yours, when I want to be, like, very emo, and when I want to be in my feelings, like I go to Truly Yours, and I play Stay. Because it does what it does. It's 5 songs. It's not, you're not supposed to be riding around to it, but it's supposed to be for that. Like, it's 5 songs. I'm good with that right here. Let me get my emotions out. He's going to get them out for me. Cool.
Yeah.
But overall, am I going to bump this for Cole? No, I'm going to definitely going to bump 2014 Course of Drive. Riding around. I'm blasting that shit.
Oh, man.
That's different. Now, I'm like, this is not as when people say, like, Truly Yours and 1 and 2 is not all that good. But I say it's not comparable to...
There was people who said that the new one wasn't that good.
For Your Eyes Only, it really wasn't. It was
different.
It's not. I'm gonna just chalk it up for what it is. It wasn't. And again, I'm comparing Cole to Cole, but it is different. I'm comparing Cole.
It's not. It's not what you're used to from him.
Cool. Yeah.
But okay. When were you ever used to 444 from Jet?
That's different, though. That is different. I'm gonna tell you why. Yeah. Because 444. Because again, I'm like one of the biggest Jay-Z fans, you know. 444 for me, because I follow him so deeply, was Kingdom Come. And I say that because 444, everyone jumped for that. And me being a Jay-Z fan, I wanted him to die more than Kingdom Come. And Kingdom Come, when that came out, it was that's trash. I'm like, nah, son, he's going.
I love that album.
Thank you! He going in this bag in this one. So I think 444 is a polished Kingdom Come. Or this time around, now people is accepting Jay being very very deep like that. I think, like I said, Kingdom Come was the way he did 444. I was like, finally, nigga. Finally. You gave me that. What's the one in between? You gave me the Magna Carta and
Magna Carta's
eye. Yeah, I didn't really like that.
They had that song with Justin.
And mind you, I'm a Jay fan. Everyone, I remember Larry bought it. Larry came to the crib. He was like, yo, this shit hot. And after a while, I'm like, nah, he's trying right here. Yeah. And because he's fucking with Ye. That's why I'm like, Ye, but he was doing too much.
Bro, hold on. All right. So that's an album that not a lot of people like, right? Mm-hmm. You ain't feeling that as much. That's how I feel about 808s and Heartbreak. Kanye.
808s and Heartbreak.
808s. Bro, let me tell you something.
I don't got 808s and Heartbreak.
808s.
I got late registration, college dropout, and graduation. 808s. After that.
808s was his 4th album. I
love it. I don't got that.
I think that thing is phenomenal. It's fantastic to me because it just felt real.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's rapping and mostly singing about like heartbreak, life, fame, how it affects him. That's a Pinocchio story. Pinocchio, people don't realize how good of a rapper Kanye actually is.
Yeah, the problem with nowadays,
people don't know Kanye as the crazy black guy who's married to Kim.
Yeah, but the thing with Ye, Kanye just be doing the entire most. Kanye's problem is Kanye. That's Kanye's problem.
Yeah, but that's a lot of people in the world. But what I'm talking about musically.
Yeah, and even musically, Kanye's problem is Kanye. Why? And I'm gonna tell you why.
But that's also his genius.
True, and that doesn't mean you glorify that either. That's because that's just something. Oh
no, I'm not saying you glorify it. But what I'm saying is from that genius, from Kanye's biggest problem being Kanye, the genius in that. That is leading to the music that he's putting out, which is to me some of his realest music, which was 808s. I mean, I just...
Well, 808, yeah. Like, I would say lately, shit is bullshit.
And I just think sonically, it was different.
Like, what's the album with the red thing on it?
Oh, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy? Not that
one. The one, it had the disc, then it had the red square
Jesus.
On it.
That shit sucked.
Thank you. That shit's trash.
Now, he was probably doing a lot of coke.
But that's what I'm saying. People would say, oh, that's Kanye being the genius. I'm like, oh, that's just trash.
No. All right. You can try to be different. And it can come out good, or you can try to be different and it's gonna come out trash. That was trash.
One or the other, exactly.
You know,
like exactly. Fergie. Exactly.
Right? Fergie. She just did the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game. She tried to be different. Did you see that shit?
Bro.
She tried to be different.
Bro.
That shit was trash.
I saw clips of that shit, bro.
And she's singing there like you fucking, remember the warm up she used to do in chorus?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do la fo la mi la ti do. She's singing there like that. Like, with playing with the national anthem and the bombs, I don't remember what part she did that, but that shit was like, Fergie, what the fuck are you doing? Like I said, in one of my snap rants, follow me on Snap at Eddie Stars. One of my snap rants, I was like, man, they need to send that bitch back to the D League.
They do. I saw that and I was dying when you said that shit. They do, because I don't know what the fuck she
was. So, she tried to be different.
How do you think about the Justin Timberlake performance?
I thought it was cool. I mean, what do you expect from Justin?
That's Justin Timberlake.
Alright, so, what about it needed to be better?
I think what killed it for me, because in the moment, I liked it.
Just a little bit.
I think in the moment, I liked it. It's just... I think what threw it off for me, because I saw this Instagram post, right? And then I think someone in the crowd showed the performance, and they showed like it was not as lit as it showed on TV.
Well,
then they compared it to like another Super Bowl performance where the whole stadium was erupting. I'm like, damn, that's kind
of
crazy.
Just think that's the culture, that's the nature of the world, though. Like, people aren't going to sit through a halftime show. I don't think there's an artist out today that can get people to sit through a halftime show after sitting through 55 minutes of a football game.
You think so?
Who would you say would that artist be?
Bruno Mars did it. Him and Beyonce.
Okay.
And Bruno Mars did it by himself.
People don't look at Bruno like that. I don't think people look at Bruno Mars as like Michael Jackson. Because you're saying that has to be the equivalent to Michael Jackson. Like, if Prince was still alive, Prince would have killed that halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Everybody in the stadium would have stayed and watched Prince.
Oh, facts.
Now, I don't think there's an artist who's really doing that. Or if they are, it's because they're hot at the moment and they did something, to get themselves attention. Bruno is probably the closest, but you don't think of Bruno like that. Beyonce, yes.
I agree. I agree with that.
Modern like pop acts.
You don't think Breezy can?
Not in a Super Bowl.
You don't think so?
Not for a Super Bowl audience.
I think he can.
I don't think so. I think the
and I'm not even the biggest Breezy fan. I like him, but I'm not like all Breezy. Like, I fuck with the kid.
I think you got to think. You got to think of the audience. Don't beat me up. You got to think of the audience. People are there to watch a football game. So you got to think of who it is. Bruno Mars, he can get away with it. Beyonce, she's good to look at, obviously. And she can kind of sing. And plus, you just know who Beyonce is.
You don't think Jay can?
I think Jay turned it down because that's not his audience.
True, true, true. But we're just talking about, like, just doing it. Like, you don't think Jay can?
Oh, no, Jay can. Shit, he's got 13 albums. You know?
Yeah, you're right. That's not his audience. So
Justin,
really
I think Justin is, you can get away with it because Justin, before he was Justin, was NSYNC. Then he was Britney's man. He didn't become Justin until really after Britney. You know? Like, who are you going to go to next year? Now, I will tell you this. If it was the NBA All-Star game and Adam Silver was running it, every fucking classic act of music from Atlanta would be performing at the Super Bowl next year. Now, that's what the NFL might do. But let's be real, they ain't doing that.
So next year the Super Bowl's in Atlanta.
Next year the Super Bowl's in Atlanta.
If they don't bring the fucking Migos out.
No, bro. Oh my gosh.
If they don't bring
this the is what I know. This
fucking
is,
Migos.
First of all, we'll get I'll talk about the Migos.
Yeah, that way. If they don't bring fucking Migos. Alright,
you think of Atlanta, you think music, you think Migos?
Right now.
No. It doesn't matter. We weren't talking about right now.
But you talk about you did say the only way is someone was hot. Migos is the hottest thing smoking out of
Atlanta. Sorry, getting back onto context. I'm talking about if you pick anywhere in the country, there's not many artists that will get somebody, get people in the stadium to stay in their seats through a halftime show. I don't think Justin Timberlake did it. I don't think Chris Brown could do it in the Super Bowl.
I think Breezy could pull it off.
I think Chris Brown could do it at the NBA All-Star game.
Let me ask you this. Can Breezy do it at MSG?
Oh, Chris Brown will sell out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you can sell out MSG, I think you can sell out a Super Bowl.
Because that's what... No.
And I know the Super Bowl is big. It's bigger than
MSG. That's the whole point. If you're going to MSG for a Chris Brown show, that's what you're there for. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not there for the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Actually, you are if you're one of the people who are hired to be in the pit. Like, all those people in the pit, they're hired.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not...
Really?
You're not,
the one, like...
That's why it always looks lit.
Oh, I thought it was lit.
They're going to let normal people come down onto the stage, on the field. They're not letting the fans from the game come down onto the field. You know what I mean?
So
I don't think there's an artist, other than probably Beyonce, that gets people to act, everybody to stay in your seat and watch. I think if Prince was alive, it would have happened this year because...
Same place in Minnesota.
Exactly.
Because Prince already did the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it was, you know, that's what, you know, but... Artistically, I don't think there's anybody, like I said, Beyonce... I'm trying to think of some old white artists that could probably get people to sit. I think Bruce Springsteen did it. Aerosmith, they were in the fucking Super Bowl commercial, right?
I mean, listen, if they go to Atlanta next year for the Super Bowl, they better. They bring out the Migos.
Before they bring out the Migos, they need to bring out Outkast. Goody Mob.
They better bring
Ludacris. Shit. You need to have Monica singing.
She got to sing every chorus on everybody's track.
Every feature. Then she got to finish with that.
Boom. And she got to finish this whole show. Atlanta, baby.
Man, Monica. That's what I'm saying. There's too many artists in Atlanta that are culturally relevant to the city of Atlanta that they can't have them at the Super Bowl. They gotta have. Outkast needs to be at the Super Bowl next year. NFL needs to grow up that bag. Whatever Outkast wants, get them at the Super Bowl. That would be the equivalent of Prince performing in Minnesota.
Yeah, you're right.
Who performed at the New York Super Bowl? Was it Beyonce? I don't even remember.
Super Bowl performance. Performance in New York.
Damn, that agent.
What the fuck?
Transgender.
What?
Edward? Wins. Oh, man.
When was the Super Bowl in New York?
What the fuck is wrong with Dom? Oh, he in Jamaica? Lucha boy, huh? Oh, man. So, Super Bowl is a big stage.
I can't find one of the Super Bowl for someone. Wasn't it like two years ago?
No, Giant Stadium Super Bowl? I think it was like 2010. MetLife. Let's see. Let me look it up.
Yeah, I missed one at Giant Stadium. Giant Stadium was the shit.
MetLife Stadium Super Bowl.
Wasn't it when Peyton played? Where?
2014.
When Peyton got screwed.
Patriots beat the...
Oh, that was the Patriots?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Seahawks beat the Broncos.
I just always assume
the Patriots are in the Super Bowl.
God, I was so hurt. I'm talking wild shit. I was like, Russell was trash.
Bruno Mars performed at New York with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. Oh, so he didn't do it by himself. That's what it was. Like I was saying, Bruno did it by himself, and then he did it with Beyonce. You did it with Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they are
so
don't get hot.
We got off topic. Hell yeah, RHCP. But musically, I just don't think that there's anybody now besides Beyonce that could get people at the Super Bowl halftime show to stay in their seats. But back to just hip hop today, man, I think it's trash. It's just so bad. I mean, I try to give these new music, new albums a listen, but
who do you give a listen to?
I fuck with the guy. What's he called? I told you, I like A Boogie.
A Boogie with the hoodie.
I like A Boogie. So
you gotta fuck with Don Q.
Obviously, I don't even know. I don't think I have like one new hip hop album in my library. I just fuck with like that's fine. No. I'll give something a chance, you know, but if it's trash, I'm just going to shut it off. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it's good just for the sake of it. Fuck all that. You know, there's a difference. I just listen to music differently, you know. I think lyrics and content and storytelling, it's just, if you're good at that, you're just far superior than everybody else in my book. You can find a good beat. So, but yeah, man, you know, I feel you. I just, you know, nowadays, I will tell you that Black Panther soundtrack, that's fire. Kendrick was like in charge of it.
Really?
Yeah. The thing I like about that is it's relative to the movie from what I've heard. It's good music. And Kendrick just pops up randomly. Like, there's tracks listed that are his tracks or featuring him, mm-hmm. but then there'll be a track that you don't think he's going to jump on, and all of a sudden he'll come in, and you're like, oh, that's Kendrick. So I guess that's a benefit of being the executive producer. But You know, none of these new guys impress me, man. None of these new guys impress me. Like I said, if my man Tyrese Trevor keeps putting out songs like the one he released today, that God Come Save Me or God I Need You, I listen to him before a lot of these trash motherfuckers out here now.
Black Panther soundtrack.
Yeah. It's on Apple. It's on all the streaming. You got that song with Kendrick and SZA on it.
Yeah, I just saw that. Also, X, 2 Chainz, Schoolboy.
Schoolboy, yeah. All right, 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz I can fuck with. 2 Chainz I fuck with.
ASAP
for ASAP Rocky. I haven't listened to many of the other guys.
Me neither.
ASAP Rocky came out at the Tyler. Oh, Tyler. ASAP Rocky came out at the Tyler show the other night. That shit was nuts. That shit was nuts.
That shit probably was crazy.
They performed Who That Boy. Tyler. So I fuck with Tyler. But, you know, and plus I'm older now, man. I listen to more R&B.
You sound like Joe Budden.
I know. Well, that's my man, but
there's nothing wrong with it. I always want to get into R&B, but I don't know. Like, it's not that I don't like R&B. I just like shit that's groovy. I don't.
Yo, but there's a lot. Like that's what new R&B is now. If you think about it, like
Bryson Tiller. Would you consider him R&B?
Is that trash? Yes and no. I mean, I think he tried to become like a pop star, and he very may well soon, but I don't know if he's a R&B or I don't know what you would call it. But all right, so that's going to lead me to another point, but R&B, man, that's where it's at. That's where it's at.
I really feel you know, like
her, H period, E period, R period, right. She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Then there's a him. H period, I period, M period. And the crazy thing is all of his songs are responses to her
songs. So Joe Budden was right.
Well, that's what apparently. And then you got, there's a lot of good R&B artists. Obviously, Chris Brown is still putting out shitload of music.
Have you heard that shit?
I haven't listened to all of it. Here's what I'll say. I like it. It's Chris Brown. He makes good music, and he's got a lot of songs on there that are all different types of sounds. My argument with a lot of people was that just because it's 45 songs doesn't make it a classic.
True. I agree.
Like, if anything, that shit could have been, you could have taken the best 10 or 11 and put those on there.
And make that a classic.
And make that a classic. So
now I agree. No, I agree.
R&B is where it's at.
I think he. I don't know from what I've been reading. I think I don't want to say it's a money grab because I don't want to count him in any means. But it's just far as streaming is concerned, and for the money. You know what I mean? That's why he just thought. I mean, it just sounded like it was an out the box thinking. Hey. And this today is day with that the streaming shit. I guess you gotta do that. But as far as the music is concerned, like 45 songs, something like that. Son. Come on.
You out. Yeah.
You gotta do that.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. That's it. Music is crazy.
Music is always crazy.
Yeah, but.
And what's crazy, I don't even. Myself personally, I didn't even listen to a whole bunch of new shit either. Like, I grab rap shit. Like, I just bought Nip New Wild Wild. Shout out to Nip.
That shit is trash. I mean, not trash. I was looking at something while I was talking. That Nipsey album is tough.
Yeah, thank you for correcting yourself.
Yeah, I had to. That shit is tough.
Wow. You know what I mean? Like, I just got Davey's Paranoia.
I'm not a fan, man. I like Davies.
All right. Perfect example. Guys who's putting out too much content of the same shit too fast.
Davies?
Yeah.
Let's go to his catalog. I do got his catalog. I do fuck with Davies.
I like him. And I like his...
I got a lot of his shit. Like, he just be spitting. I like it because he rap.
He does.
Like, he's rap. Like,
I like that. Like,
it's
rap.
The same shit over and over.
I know, but just rap. I like this rap. Give me bars. Hit me with bars. Bar me to fuck to death, because niggas don't give bars. That's the thing that even though I was having this conversation at work, even though he is this content in the same, of course he can flip it a million different ways. He's talented. He can rap. And it's getting kind of overplayed. I get it. But compared to past 2 years of artists coming out, who was hot, who was, you know what I mean? He rap. Yeah. He do what we're asking, what he's required to rap. Just rap. Don't be gimmicky. Rap. Just rap. And he raps great. I'm not going to say phenomenally yet. Now he's at the point where it has to start transitioning. Let's see how deep can you get with your bars. Let's see how... And personally, like, paranoia, like, it's slowly growing on me that I'm diving outside of the hits that I fuck with.
Yeah.
Slowly growing on me. Like, everyone's saying the last one he dropped wasn't all that good.
P2?
Yeah.
I haven't even listened to it.
Like I said, her P2 wasn't all that good. But from paranoia back,
he's all right. No, look, I like him, but
boy,
he's one of those guys that I could listen to, like, if it comes on. But
you know what I aspire for him? And this is me personally. I look at him as this generation. And this is, I don't know if it's a stretch for me to say this, but like this generation, meth. Like, he gives me that meth feel, like rap. And meth will bar a nigga to death and he'll hit you with some fly shit. That's who Davies really is. Like, he's not like meth was the only nigga on Big album. So that just tells you he can rap.
Yeah. And he's on that upcoming Prime too.
You know what I mean? That he could really rap. Like Big said, I don't even want you on my album. You could have went to anybody at that time. I don't even got meth. So we know that meth could rap. And we know he was Wu-Tang. So we know he got bars. But now it just comes to a point in time like, East, you do gotta step it up. You gotta get a little bit more versatile. You know what I mean? I get it. Everyone's arguing. I just personally, it's like, like, my man's at work, he was saying the same shit. I'm like, but you like fucking, like Young Dolph. Like, what the fuck?
Anytime I hear somebody with the Young name, like Young like, Dolph, or
what?
Really fucking retarded after it.
I'm
not even listening.
Like, he was spitting that real shit. I'm like bruh. Dave East was a high school baller. He was a college prospect, like who just happens to get the street shit. But
this is a lot of people.
This is a lot of people. You know what I mean? Like one more. My thing people make the argument about me. Like, oh, Meek is not all. I'm like, yo, he is actually living up to everything and living everything who Meek is. He's not going outside his body. You don't see him doing no type of pop type track.
Yeah.
No. Everyone hates the fact that he yells on every track. I love the fact that he yells on every track.
Eminem does it. Why does he get away with it?
You know what I mean? Like,
and I love Eminem.
Like, let me do it. Like Dave East raps. Yes, sometimes it could get a little, like come on, son. You know what I mean? But it's rare for me. I get the argument. It's crazy how people see it so soon. But it's like, I get it, because I'm late to the party. I only came on today East, like, up on, what's one is this? Hating Now Mixtape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what my cousin put me on. Then I had to go back and listen to everything else. Oh, he really good rap. And then when we went to the Island Ballroom, and he had a concert there, I was like, oh, shit, nah, I fuck with this nigga. And like, his stage presence. His stage performance was real. And it was like an hour and some change late. But still fuck with it, though. I was fucking with it. He got hard today. I was like, yep, he gonna be like, I'm not mad.
Yo, Tyler, the Creator show is fucking phenomenal. I'm just thinking that shit.
I wanna go. Are we still old?
Too old?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think there's an age max or minimum.
Like, I want to go to Coachella.
Bro, I do too.
Have you looked Edward!
Hold on. Have you looked at the prices?
Yeah.
It's like five stacks.
A ticket?
For the weekend.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. Look it up. Look up Coachella. Because I'll go with that shit. If I'm remembering seeing the wrong thing, I will go this year.
You said this year to Eddie? Oh, my God.
That shit is actually because OJ going to be out there. OJ going to be out in Cali, I think, that one of the Coachella weekends.
Let's see, Coachella, 18, April 13th to the 15th, April 20th to the 22nd. Oh. And we supposed to be going to Vegas or Cali. The 20th. Now we might have to switch some things around. Solana gonna be there.
Imagine you called her Solana.
Yes. Come on.
I mean, you know her. I guess you can.
Man, I don't know her. Like someone asked like, this someone had asked me like, oh, like, ain't you the way you want? I was like, where? Like, isn't this what she's from? I was like, yeah. Where you go? Like, nah. Like, I don't know her personally. I know of her.
I think my sister was in school with her.
I know Jones was in they was in the same grade. But like me as a 12, me personally, I don't know. I just beg her out always because she's from MAP, so simple as that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
As soon as I hear someone try to come even remotely crazy, I'm like, nah, son, you can't do that. It's MAP.
I don't like I said, I didn't know her, so I don't pay attention to her.
Right, but it doesn't matter, that's MAP, so yeah. Like they just off the strength. Not so was at the Grammys.
Again.
Because Eric. Wasn't it Eric?
Well, Eric's always there. Yeah, Eric Hudson.
Yeah, Eric Hudson.
Who was again?
What you mean again, though?
Lauren Hill?
Not so, bro.
Fuck. Yo, we everywhere, bro. Ipsy was on the Women in Power in Sports power movement or something, and I think they had, if they give it, what's that for podcast?
We gonna be there too. I was looking at that shit. Like,
get
fuck that.
Get there.
We gonna be there.
Yeah, we gonna get there.
All right, let's see how much. Let's see.
I'm the type of dude to just so y'all know, everybody out there listening, whoever it is. I might just bust into a freestyle while we're doing this too. You know.
That'd be clean.
Just to be clear.
I need to see
prices. I got bars. You know.
No, I need to see prices.
Let me Snapchat this bitch real quick.
Oh, they sold out.
Coachella?
Dub. Thanks a lot, bro. Everything's a lot.
Damn.
Outstanding in the field. I don't know what that means. Car camping, 113. Tent camping, 113. All that sold out. Maybe late to the party, Eddie. Looks like we're not going.
Well, then.
But just for shit's sake. I wanna see how much prices are. How much are Coachella tickets? Targets. Targets, yeah. Come on with the typos. Oh my god, come on. This shit is trash. A decade ago, a 2-day pass cost just 160 per person for general admission. Keep in mind that VIP passes this year started at $8.99 for each weekend.
Bro, basically that shit is fucking expensive as hell.
Like, come on, Coachella, like.
But people are gonna pay it.
People are like, what are we doing wrong that we can't get like right to go to Coachella?
is interesting. I'm at, my battery's running low. Just FYI, in case we get cut off.
Talk to right there. Oh, well, then you gotta
take that. I'd have to take my headphones out. We got, we straight.
But then you'll out. Have to take your headphones out. I still got mine. Shit,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So be good.
Yeah, I might have to plug in.
That's crazy. But, VIP is a rack, bro. General admission was a 429. VIP was a rack.
But that's only one day, right? Or was that for the whole week?
I think it's for the weekend.
No, 429. I'm thinking it's 429 per day.
Nah, I think it's for the weekend. Welcome to Coachella weekend, April 13 to 15.
Oh man! So what else?
Yeah, I think the pass was just for the I think that's for the weekend. Yeah, general admission for the weekend. Yeah, we're 429.
Wow, that's crazy. I thought it was much more. Maybe people just buy them and just fucking reselling them for shit.
Oh, but then the VIP is $9.99. So maybe that's crazy. Like you.
I guess it's worth it. You know, you see.
If it's for the weekend, yeah, but not a band. Mm-mm. Wow. Even if I did have it, I mean, I don't know. If I had it, of course I'll spend it, but we wouldn't be talking about this. But oh no! So what else, bro?
Nada, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have a podcast. You just gotta dive in and shit.
Yeah. I mean, this is a rough draft, obviously. So if you out there supporting us from the very beginning on this little podcast right here, then you a real one.
Yeah.
You a real one.
Yeah.
We at like 78 minutes.
Are we really? Has it been that long? Oh, shit.
It up.
Shit.
Yeah, bro. So we gonna touch on all types of subjects in this cast here. You know, we gonna touch on everything: music, sports, video games.
Did you watch
it?
All the
weekend.
All right, I watched it. I heard somebody got robbed of a dunk contest.
Man, I thought that shit was trash.
I watched it, obviously, because I'm a ballhead, but. I wasn't impressed with any of it.
Really?
Maybe I'm spoiled because I come from the fucking dunk contest.
Yeah, we do.
Like these new motherfuckers, just like with hip hop. There's only very few who should be competing in a dunk contest.
Now, dunking to me is not something I've really ever done in a game or anything like that.
Back in my heyday, I could. Maybe put a tennis ball over the rim. but fuck it. That ain't what I do. I'm a shooter. I got knocked down. Curry range.
But back in the day, we had Vince Carter, fucking Sean Kemp.
Oh my God, Kobe won it.
Shout out to the white dudes. Brent Barry won it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But people gotta realize too, they're going to get these guys now to compete.
Who are good in-game dunkers. Mm-hmm. Not contest dunkers. Like their creativity is not anything creative in the game.
It's just powerful and flashy. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, Blake Griffin
had to go do something outrageous to win his car.
Which I think that was pretty accurate. He jumped over the hood.
Yeah, exactly. But Blake Griffin is not going to wow you with any like spectacular behind the back, between the legs spinning.
Yeah, he ain't going to wow shit creatively. You know? Because he's more in the game.
He's an in-game
dunker. Like, he'll wow on somebody in the bank, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't get in his way when he's coming down the lane. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I just think...
I never looked at it from that angle.
So, I think it was whack. I think it was whack. I mean, Donovan Mitchell won, I think.
Well, I don't know.
The three-point contest was cool, but it is what it is. You knew.
Who won it?
Devin Booker.
I don't know, man. Paul George stunk it up.
Paul George sucks as a three-point shooter.
No, because in-game, that boy's shit is fire.
My point exactly about the dunk contest. Yeah. In-game, you know, he's set. He's really only shooting one, so he's got to focus. The three-point contest, really, yeah, you're set, but you're still kind of rushing. You got to get
through. Man, you got to knock him down rapidly.
You
got to
get your grip. Yo,
you never really a spot-up shooter like that.
I'm sure one day I'll go off on a coaching rant and just explain, you know, my... Because, by the way, I coach, too. I do it all, motherfuckers.
You do it all.
I'll go into how I feel coaching goes. But... there's so much more into how a guy shoots in a game versus how he just shoots to try to get off as many shots as possible in a lot of time, you know. But I thought the three-point thing was okay. It was Devin Booker and Klay Thompson. Devin Booker won by, like, 1 point.
He was going down. He was going against Klay Thompson.
Yeah, those were the finals. Mm. And you got a... the three-point the dunk
Clay?
Contest. That was all right. And then the skills competition. That was, it's all... they have
sports
to...
sports is boring. Let's just say for what it is. Sports, it doesn't
the All-Star, have... The All-Star weekend, yeah. The All-Star events, yeah, for the most part. I mean, look, you're still going to go to it because it's the NBA. And
right,
it's
like sports is like, it's too commercialized.
I guess you could say NBA is the best All-Star.
Yeah, because the Pro
obviously
Bowl,
the Pro Bowl is trash.
It's been trash.
That's why they have the Super Bowl. Although,
how can you have a good Pro Bowl though?
You can't. I mean,
there's no way to have a good Pro Bowl because it's football. It's too much. You can't have fun in the game where it's too precise, where everything matters. You can't have fun like that.
No, I know. It's...
like there's no horse for football. You can't do that.
No.
I mean, I get they try to do it with the quarterback, with the targets and shit, where they got to hit as many targets. But then again, it's like, for fun, like, it's fun hitting you 80 yards down the field and you moss the nigga. That's fun. Like, oh, shit, I just caught that off. But to do it just, like, the skill challenge, like, that's not fun.
Yeah.
That's practice.
No, I know. Yeah, exactly. It's practice.
all that they do is practice. Y'all got me out here practicing. I got me out here practicing, and I'm not in the Super Bowl.
We talking about practice.
We talking about practice. I get paid a bum ass 10 racks to come to practice, which I probably get when I go to practice anyway.
Shit. Yeah.
I'm getting an extra. I'm going home. Don't put me in a Pro Bowl. That would be in my contract. Don't put me in a Pro Bowl if I'm not going to. I'm Super Bowl.
I don't even think you can. I think you get voted in.
Don't put me in a fucking Pro Bowl. If I get voted in, I'm not going. Put the next person in. It's all Michael Zebrick's. Oh, I hate to put my last name on there. But they put me in a Pro Bowl, and then it's like, well, I go to the next person. Thanks. You gotta go to the next because he's not going. No. Football is not as fun game like that. Like basketball is a fun game. You could without regulations and being on the court, you could play horse. Word. Oh, let's see if we knock down as many threes. Oh yeah, that's fun. Hell yeah. That's more entertaining to see. Let's who got a better chopper. That's fun to see. Let's see how many targets you can hit?
Yeah, there's nothing appeasing about it.
Like, when I was watching the Pro Bowl and I was seeing they had, like, the two quarterbacks going against each other, I'm like, just to see, like, they had it where Like they had, they took what they, what we do in Madden, like the practice and shit in Madden, and they made it real life. Yeah. Oh, you have to drop it over here to get the 50 points. No. No. What the hell? Because I know if I let that thing, and Russell Wilson was missing, like.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like, in game, are we going to know that Russell Wilson is missing like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, exactly. On. That's we know that boy on money. End game. So, and like, yeah. So, I don't think there's a way to have a good Pro Bowl, a good All-Star weekend for football.
Nah, definitely not. Definitely not. MLB is up there, though, man. I'll tell you, MLB.
Well, it always been. It just don't get the light because the game itself is boring.
The game is, but they.
But I, you know.
But okay, but MLB, there's something on the line for that. In the MLB, the league that wins the All-Star game gets home field advantage in the World Series.
See, baseball does have like a lot of little intricate shit.
Yeah, they don't have salary cap.
Word, like, well, that makes baseball even more fun.
Yeah, and they could just throw around money.
Word. So they're not really worried about contract. They're really out there balling.
Yeah, dude. The guy.
I wish I can into baseball more. Even though I'm a big Yankees fan, but I think I'd rather really become.
It's just a slow game.
Yeah, it's patience.
And they're trying to put a lot of rules in that are going to help make it a quicker game, but people are going nuts. But my point is, All-Star Weekend in the MLB is actually relevant.
That's like, dope.
If you win the three-point contest, the dunk contest, you get something. I'm sure you get some type of money, but I'm sure the NBA says something where you have to give it to charity or something.
I figured it out, Eddie. Make All-Star Weekend for football fun.
Oh, I how would you do it?
Boom.
Well, first of all,
I want to say this. Roger Goodell, holla at me if you ever come across this.
Probably won't.
But if you ever did.
But you won't.
If you ever did. You just said it.
Fuck Roger Goodell.
Fuck him too. He got to get the fuck out of here. Because he really makes football boring. Like, you know what I mean? He got to get a new commissioner. Like, get him the fuck out of here.
Vince McMahon. He's starting the XFL back up.
Where I saw that. That might be funny. You just said it. For baseball and the All-Star weekend, whichever conference wins, they get home field advantage in the World Series.
Boom. Yeah.
Fuck going to a venue. Boom. Whichever wins, NFC or AFC, I get a home field advantage in the Super Bowl. I think that would mean more if you could win it in your Super Bowl in a home crowd.
Meaning, so you're talking about meaning that the Super Bowl has to be played at your home stadium.
Like, if the AFC wins, Colts go. I'm a diehard Colts fan. If the Colts go, yeah. If the Colts go, yeah, you play us in Indy. That'd be real. That'd mean more to the loser who like, let's say we lose in the Super Bowl. Let's say we lost that Saints game in the Super Bowl. I would hate the Saints even more now. Even though I have a love for y'all for football reasons, just for football, but personally, because y'all beat my team, personally, I feel away. So with that being said,
I got you.
You know what I mean? It's like, I feel
that,
away.
That would be interesting, man. That would definitely be
interesting. Like, that would be something right there, Eddie. Yeah.
That would be something right there.
Let's say, ooh. All right, who won the Pro Bowl this year?
Fuck do I know? But is it even? It's not conferences anymore, right?
Yeah. You
know, I thought they do a draft like the NBA did this year.
What you mean?
Like they have two legends coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then the legends get to pick from the players that were voted into.
Nah, it's AFC. It's AFC. NFC.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they changed it back. I don't know.
Yeah. So with that being said, if it's AFC, NFC, I think the AFC won.
Okay. So what that means?
You go, Eagles go to what you call it, and they beat Brady and Foxborough. What? Giants, y'all beat Brady and Foxborough twice?
that would be interesting.
Yo, that it would mean more for the sake of, like, Brady already can't beat the Giants. Brady can't beat the Giants home. Y'all could beat him home.
Here's my counter.
So you got like football like that. That gave me chills.
The players got to be on board. And I'm going to tell you why. Jets players ain't going to want the Patriots to have home court, home field.
Yeah, that means y'all got to step y'all shit up.
That's what I'm saying. The Jets players don't necessarily have to play hard to make sure that the Patriots have home court, home field.
Yeah, like, but no, but
who's a Patriots rival? In the AFC, Pittsburgh. You think if the Pittsburgh players are in the Pro Bowl, they're gonna make it their point to win so that the Patriots could have home field?
Okay.
No.
But who's in the Pro Bowl? When's the Pro Bowl? Yeah, that's when's the Pro Bowl? Like the week before the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Goddamn. Excuse me. So by this time, it really don't matter. But then I get what you're saying. So move the Pro Bowl back. Put it in the middle of the season. Don't put it right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but then you're talking about prolonging the season, and football is not a sport where.
Nah, you put it in the middle of right. You put it.
I mean, you could do it where, like, week 8.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but right in the middle of the season.
Everybody gets a week off. Then you got the Pro Bowl. Then everybody gets another week off. And then I guess you could, but I don't know, man.
And then you only could be voted into you can't be on the Browns and be getting voted into the Pro Bowl. You can't.
But that's the other thing. The football is so weird that somebody who had a bad first 8 games could have a good second 8 games.
Okay, that doesn't matter. But,
so then you're judging it only on half of the season.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
But hey, niggas get that's how the NBA does it. Halfway through the season.
You're right.
Like,
that's a popularity contest.
So is the what you call it. But you can't be voted. You can't be voted in. But that's what I'm saying. Halfway through the season, who's nice? Y'all are the Pro Bowls. Not just because. You because you on the Browns and you on the Browns. Your team is trash.
That's true. I mean, look, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we should holler at Roger Goodell.
You feel me?
At Eddie Stars.
Like
Snapchat. I ain't singing to you though. Fuck
you feel me? I think that would make football All Star Weekend more fun.
It definitely would.
And by that time, you already know how, okay, halfway through the season, you know how the season's about to shape up. So it's like, all right, whoever wins, like NFC wins. All right, so now whoever's already at the halfway point by the Pro Bowl, that means y'all got to play extra hard, a little bit more harder, y'all got to get a little bit more focused because now it's the NFC won the Pro Bowl. So now it's like whoever gets to the Super Bowl in the NFC, y'all know y'all got home field advantage there. So that I think that would make the rest of the season more better. Personally.
Yeah. I get you. I mean, look, it's tough to do. I think the players
a team that wasn't on the upper half come Pro Bowl, they had a hot streak. Rodgers is known for that. Like he'll go 0-5 and then go 8-1 out of nowhere. You know what I mean? So yeah, I know why you would be mad. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, Aaron Rodgers, he might not have made Pro Bowl, but hey, y'all done got NFC y'all fucked up while having NFC getting NFC home field advantage, and y'all know Rodgers gets hot later on in the season, and now he got home field advantage. Damn! Talk about a turn of events. Talk about turn of events. Eagles, you went 15-1 in the season, 14-2 in the season, but you get bumped. By the Packers, and Packers go to the damn.
That'd be interesting if football did something like that. They gotta come up with something to fix it because nobody fucking watches the Pro Bowl.
Nobody watches though. Every year,
I know the Giants had a terrible year. I could have swore I saw Eli at the Pro Bowl. I'm like, what the fuck. Ain't no way Eli made a Pro Bowl.
Ain't no way Eli making no fucking Pro Bowl.
But
that'd be crazy though.
Yeah, NBA All-Star Weekend was trash, I thought. Nothing special, man.
Yeah.
Nobody wowed me. The thing I liked about it that the game was a little bit more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, I coach. I'd much rather see, you know, them bruise each other and bang out on defense mm-hmm. versus everybody going crazy on offense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, All-Star game was good. Nothing. NBA just came back. Now we in the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just basically a race to see
who things gonna finish out in the West.
Be the top in the West, the top in the East, and then can anybody beat the Warriors? I personally don't think so. I think the Warriors gonna win it all again.
Yeah.
And now it'll be interesting who they play. You know, I'm a Celtics fan, so I'm biased, but I think the Celtics are going to the finals. So, you know, I think the Celtics are going to lose to the Warriors in the finals.
You think the Celtics are going to make it all the way?
Yeah, I do. But like I said, I'm biased. I'm a Celtics fan. I think the Cavs got better, but...
Did they really?
I think they did. They changed the identity of their team.
So did they get better? Just because you changed the identity doesn't mean you got better.
I mean, they got better in the sense of what's going to be best for them to win. Talent-wise, they may not have gotten better. They may have. You can't really say.
No, they probably stayed the same talent-wise. They just got younger.
They did get younger, which also implies that, you know, LeBron might stick around. LeBron is going to stick around, I think. I don't think he's leaving Cleveland again. But that also implies that, you know, they got younger, so LeBron could just basically bitch them motherfuckers when he needs to.
Pretty much.
That's why it didn't work out with IT, because they're two alpha dogs. Yeah, especially man. IT coming from Boston after the season that he had up there. You know,
so, I mean, even though Cleveland's third in the East, it's.
I mean,
how much? And I like Jordan Clarkson, mind you. And I'm speaking from a point of I have barely watched basketball in like the past I don't know how many seasons. And I'm a Knicks fan.
That's all good. They'll be good soon.
But like I said, I watch more football. As we stated, I watch more football. So as you can see, I get more excited. Football is on, especially when the Colts is playing, but football in general is my sport. So I'll get quite excited with football. But basketball, I haven't watched in a few seasons, but I'm trying to get back in the groove of watching basketball. So I've been trying to pay attention. Jordan Clarkson, I like Jordan Clarkson. I like the kid. But is he really about with this nigga John Wall? Can he really fuck with John Wall? Jordan Clarkson was a point guard or shooting guard?
Who?
Jordan Clarkson.
He's a shooting guard.
Oh, okay. So never mind. Can he really fuck with Bradley Beal?
He ain't got to worry about Bradley Beal. They suck. Wizards suck. Wizards are trash. And I know my one of my brothers.
Indiana looking crazy.
One of my brothers loves the Wizards and John Wall.
Indiana's looking crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
My man Rodney down there is the in arena guy.
Like, I don't know who's on Toronto right now. Toronto's number one. It's crazy.
Washington. So I know he wants them to do well, but I just think they're trash.
Who's the two girls on your team?
Jaylen Brown.
I don't know what
that is. It's Kyrie, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, and Aaron Baines. Recognize those names.
You'll
be hearing about them. And then just add Gordon Hayward back into the mix next year. Bruh, we a legacy. And we got draft picks out the ass coming up. Bruh, we a legacy. Legacy waiting to happen. That boy Kyrie leading the charge. Jersey.
That's how I like it. That's how I like it because it's Jersey.
That's what I think. I think we're gonna end the Warriors' run. I think maybe in like two or three years from now, we're gonna have some epic battles. We're gonna end the Warriors' run. We're gonna be the reason they break up.
Well, say this, unless they just blow you out the water like they did LeBron.
So, yeah, NBA coming up, man. End of that season. I'm not too, you know, baseball season starting soon. I'm not crazy about it. It is what it is. It will be interesting to see the Yankees because, you know, they made a huge deal for, like, the second best, the best home run hitter in the league.
Facts.
So they got Stan and Aaron Judge now. Don't forget about Sanchez and Didi. They got a good core. Still got Gardner with the veteran,
uh-huh.
You know, so baseball season.
Are you a soccer fan?
Not really. I mean, I like Messi. just because every time I see him in a game, I, you know.
So you're not excited for the World Cup?
I don't even know when that shit is.
It's this year.
It's this year. See, I couldn't, I didn't know that.
Ooh, every 4 years, Russia.
Are you sure it's this year? I feel like the World Cup was just in 2016.
2014. It was in Brazil in 2014. Brazil.
All right, so who's going to win this year?
Who's going to win as far as the World Cup?
World Cup. Who's going to win the World Cup?
Barcelona? No, Barcelona cannot play. I was about to say. Barcelona. I don't know.
Spain? Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, you're right. The last time it wasn't because,
my boy, Neymar.
Neymar got hurt.
Yeah. That was crazy.
So, is Germany good?
Is Germany good? Germany is always like is the constant.
Who won the last World Cup?
Germany.
And going back to Germany, you said?
No, Russia. What? Like Germany is the constant, so they're always going to be there because you got good players, and they're just a constant. You know, it's like the Spurs. The Spurs is always going to be relevant.
That's not
like the Cavs want to do anything. But as far as the soccer go, I don't know who's gonna win. Like everybody's nice. Like everybody.
I feel like soccer's a pain in the ass because it's too much to follow European soccer. To me, like, all right, if I like Barcelona because I like Messi. All right, so Barcelona is in their regular league, which is called what?
Barcelona's in their regular league is called La Liga.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So then, but then they're also in like the Champions League.
Champions League is a tournament.
Okay.
And you don't play Champions League. Like you play yours. Like La Liga is what Messi and Ronaldo play. Premier League is what Arsenal plays. And I'm a big Arsenal fan.
All right.
So you like in Arsenal always has the toughest route to Champions League too. But you play your regular season, you know, week in, week out, however many, how they play it, structure it, whatever, right? Champions League comes like, all right, while you're playing every week for like the month of October, probably like the first or second week of November, you'll play a match just to see if you qualify for Champions League.
All right, so right,
it's a very
thing. But is that every season?
Every season.
All right, so that's cool. And then you got the other thing, like the Euro Cup.
Euro is another tournament.
Right. See, it's and they're all every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's crazy. It's,
because then, it goes by like.
And then like how many? Oh, that's that Georgia Smith.
Yeah, that Drake shit. Georgia? Yeah.
That shit's
tough. That shit's tough, right? It is. I love this shit.
But anyway, back on topic. It just
like you'll see. It is weird, and you won't see it because American soccer is trash, right? And more so than soccer started in out there anyway. So it's really just us as Americans just being mad because we not as good as the rest of the world. Which, you know what I mean? People say we will at one point. Like, I know one of their friends saying, like, yo, you got to root for your home team. I'm like, nah, because they're just trash at soccer. They're not the best at soccer. Like the soccer, like I'm cool with saying soccer is not an American sport.
Right.
So we can't be good at everything. So with that being said, we could develop and probably fuck with.
Well, didn't the best American player leave and go play for another country?
I mean, they would. I mean, that has happened.
Kid, right?
Mm-hmm. That has happened before. But long story less long, Champions League you play every year, right? So your club plays its club season, and then Champions League, like you'll play a set game to see if you just to see the qualify.
Right,
this
right.
is yeah, the
qualify.
Yeah.
Qualify.
Everything is pretty much qualifying. Pretty much every game you play is a qualifying for something.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to like actually playing Champions League, your season is done. Like your team's season. It's done. So now it's like, oh, this is for Champions League. But now Champions League, everyone is playing, not just your team. Where it's like, you got Arsenal playing in La Liga. I mean, playing over in Premier League with Man City, Man U. They're always going to be with Arsenal out this year. I mean, they're going to be in Champions League. La Liga, you got your Barcelona, Real Madrid. You got your Atletico Madrid. And you might get your Espanyol to come up in it, or Real Betis to come up in it. Then you got your Mondelisa with Bayern Munich and who's the other one? What's the other one? Your Wolfsburg and your BVB. Like, they're all, as they're playing their separate seasons, They're all playing to play for that one thing, which is Champions League. Because the Champions League, which is the, who is the best team in Europe? Well, I mean, of all competition, who's the best team of all?
Gotcha.
That's why it's so crazy. Like, it's so detailed, and people, it's hard to follow because it's like you got your season, then this season, and you're playing for this. But like, if you don't make Champions League, then you could possibly play for Euro. Or Euro is like the next thing. You got to play for Euros now. Like,
that's just crazy.
It's mad crazy.
Just listening to you try to explain this.
It's mad crazy. It's mad crazy.
So,
but that's why I fuck with it, though, because it's like...
And my only other thing about soccer is, when the fuck does it start?
When does it start?
Like, what season?
I know Premier League starts, like, in October, September.
So it's year-round?
Pretty much.
I feel like, yeah, that's
it's pretty much a year-round thing.
Yeah.
Like, man, it's pretty much a year-round thing. And I mean, like, soccer players, like, they get their breaks here and there in between. But, yeah, that shit is dope. Like, if you don't qualify, like, Euros 16, right? Euro 16, this nigga, and Antoine Griezmann, he plays for Atletico Madrid. He goes, he has a crazy season in Champions League. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to explain how Champions League is your club team playing, right? So now he goes, he makes Champions League, finally. Now you got to go up against Ronaldo. Ronaldo scrapes his ass, like scrapes him back. Euros, your national team is playing that. Now Griezmann's playing for France.
Okay.
France is like, okay, now when you call for your duty is when you call for your national duty. So it's either you're playing a game for your national country for a qualifying game for the World Cup, or for the Euros. Euros is who's the best team that year in all of competition, right?
Gotcha.
So now Griezmann, he plays him in Champions League. He loses to Ronaldo in Champions League, his club team. Same thing, France is, and I'm France is my national. I love France. He goes, beats trash, and my Euros is in France this year. Well, it's 2016. Trashing everybody, make it to the final just to play who? Ronaldo. In Portugal.
Portugal, right? Yeah, Ronaldo's Portugal.
Like, just to play Ronaldo in Portugal. Ronaldo don't even play because he gets injured like within the first 10 minutes. Portugal, and then the game goes 0-0 all the way to the end to this nigga. Renato Sanchez comes in and kicks the winning goal. That's it. Griezmann, you lose yet again to this nigga.
Wow.
Know what I mean? Now, imagine if you lose to this nigga in the World Cup. Like, you cannot, like, that's what makes soccer so a little bit better than all sports.
Well, World Cup is like, for some of these countries, that's all they got.
That's all they got, because ain't no fucking small country out of fucking, no small team out of Spain, like,
right.
I don't know, FC Porto, they not making Champions League. You're not beating Ronaldo and Messi. You know you're not beating them, but you might got some players who is probably possibly playing on the national team for Spain. So that's what they really ball for. They're like, okay, I got to be good enough just to make my national team so I can ball for the national squad. But then you got to play Ronaldo and Sergio Ramos and Messi. They just play everything, like everything.
They
just play everything. Yeah, that's what makes it like, that's what makes it so much, to me, like soccer is so much more fun to watch because it's the detail, like, you gotta get this bucket, or like in Champions League, let's say Barcelona plays Arsenal, and Arsenal beats Barcelona 3-0 in the first game, then in the second game it's 3-0, but if Messi scores 5 on his dolo, right, that's 5 games. For that,
they aggregate.
So it's like, oh, you can't, like, it's certain things that makes it more interesting. Like, you really can't let somebody score in the next game. Or you really,
yeah,
it's the little shit that's why I like soccer. That's why I fuck with it. So yeah, I'm kind of happy for the World Cup. I can't wait for the World Cup to get here. I want to see everybody wild out and get these buckets in there. I want to see heartbreaks. I just like this. You know what I mean? I think because every 4 years, that's why I like soccer more. That the biggest stage is every 4 years. You can't get that every year. You know what I mean? So niggas really gotta be on any tip top shit. You know what I mean? Did you see the Blac Chyna shit? Did you see that Blac Chyna video? Oh my gosh, she's trash. Come on, son. Like, I don't have these sex tapes coming up.
don't give a shit, bro.
Like, it's not that I'm just to see, like, just to see. It's like, if you're not busting it open, if you're not busting it open, I'm mad.
I don't find,
like, why waste the time of putting it out? Anyway. Man, she's definitely ugly as hell. Even before all surgery, she was ugly as hell, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and her ass is just so fucking fake.
Yeah, and it looks stupid. But if you're going to do this, at least bust it open. Give me some entertainment. If you're going to be on camera sucking pain, give me good video of you sucking pain. I want to be like, thank you. It was what I expected. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, suck that pain. No, you gave me... You gave me...
What's that song? Is that J. Cole song? Maybe J. Cole
isn't. Give me sloppy video, and then it's like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. The sun is like peeking through. Her makeup looking crazy, like she's looking like a crazy fake Barbie doll. Like, come on, son. Come on, son. You're not even trying to be nasty, but you selling the image of being. That's why I hate that. Don't sell the image of being nasty if you ain't really like that.
Yeah.
Whatever though, bro. I'm just done with sex tapes. Everybody just can't be just regular.
Yeah, honestly, I don't.
And it's bad because sex is so normalized now. Because here I'm saying, like, if you want to give me a sex tape, at least like make that shit interesting. If you don't let me peek into your window of sex, don't have me peeking into some whack shit. Yeah, wasn't even doing nothing crazy, son. Like, what's up? I saw this shit on Twitter. Like, remember that they have to go search for this shit? Like,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you found it, you're like, oh, she wildin'. You feel me? You feel me nowadays? Like, I found this shit on Twitter. I'm like, you wasted my time. So, how are we?
2 hours.
Nah, we had this maybe just under 2 hours.
Nah,
it's 1:11.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So that's it. Like,
I guess so, man. I mean,
we did what we had to do.
First things first.
I like that.
Again, raw and unfiltered.
Raw and unfiltered is what it was.
No edit. You know?
Nah, we're not gonna edit
this. Who the fuck knows how to do that anyway?
No, we're not gonna
do that. That's what he's supposed to be here for.
Yeah, he's supposed to be here. He's gonna be the engineer. Yeah, we need your punk ass here, Larry. Yes, I'm talking shit. I'm giving you bars.
But yeah, man, you know, we gotta, you know, make it a little bit more formal next time, I guess. We'll have some topics written down and, you know, but we're here. Exit 143, first episode, motherfuckers.
And go look up the meaning of Exit 143, maybe you'll find out
oh, yeah.
what that means. You know what I mean? But yeah, Exit 143 podcast. We out.